The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
My mom's house got shut up. How was your weekend?
Oh my God.
Let's talk about it on a Tuesday morning. Seriously. Hey, good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
My mom sent me a text message. You have to understand, my mom's kind of antisocial. She'll text me and tell me not to text her and not to call her. So when I missed it, she called me and said, Dana, why have you not responded? And when I read the message, I realized that there was a man in her neighborhood that had shot a police officer hiding.
Is she okay?
She's okay.
She's okay.
All right.
She's okay.
Her stepdad's okay.
Everybody's okay. But this man could have very well entered their home, entered their giant. They have a big storage building, like for 18-wheelers. He was hiding in a house right by there. So the entire block was shut down. A man was at a bar. He started a fight. He took off. Cops chased him. He shot the officer. And then he hid in that neighborhood, and the officer is okay.
Oh.
But the backstory is that this man went on vacation with his wife, and she committed suicide. And so he's been going through it, and he was at the gravesite trying to dig her body up, and he went crazy at the bar, and now they have him in jail.
This is really, really sad.
Yeah, this is pretty dark.
It's
yeah.
Totally I mean, dark.
The one thing I'm glad is your mom is okay.
Yes, I was so scared. Haven't you ever had somebody come in your home? And you're just like freaked out what's going on. As a woman whose husband here, DJ Automatic, used to travel a lot, still does on occasion. I used to be so scared sometimes to be alone in our house. And that's why he would say, the gun's right here. I'm too short. I couldn't reach where he put the gun, first of all. I'm like, by the time I get up there.
I've only had my house broken into one time. And when they did break into my house, they took very specific things. They took a record bag that I just got from Atlantic Records. They took my computer. They took vinyl records.
Man, that was your friend you had surfing on your couch. I told you about that friend,
and
Automatic.
They didn't even take the money that was there, which I thought was so weird.
No, recently we had a stranger walk into our home. He thought it was a model home, and he just walked in. I was like, why are you walking in my house?
My apartment right now is so messy. I think if somebody walked in to rob it, they'd be like, ah, they already got him. Somebody's already been here.
What?
Damn.
Nothing of value in this place.
That's the key. Leave a messy house. No one will want to burglarize you.
Somebody's going to break in and clean my place up.
Be like, happy Tuesday. Good morning. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go to kick it off with National Brisket Day, everybody.
Leftover brisket sandwiches today. Mm. Oh my gosh. Yes. Or tacos. Brisket tacos are so good.
Today's just a good day to enjoy some American cuisine. It's also National Beef Burger Day.
Oh,
right, beef burgers. All right. Okay.
And we also have National Hamburger Day.
What's the difference?
Don't ask me. I'm eating both of them, bro.
I don't know what the difference is, but I don't like leftover hamburgers. When you go to the barbecue, you have to eat it that day. Let's say you take a plate home. That's cool. Eat it the day of. If you have a burger left over.
A barbecue burger is good for up to 3 days after.
No, I want a new burger.
That's insightful to your personality, DJ Automatic.
What?
If I'm eating a leftover barbecue hamburger, I am extremely hungover. And on the verge of dying.
They're not
that
good.
Is
they're
crazy,
hard,
dog.
And they're like, I don't know. They
you
got
just
like,
throw it in the microwave.
Oh no! Nobody trusts your barbecue skills after that.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
When do you know it's time to break up with the person that you're with? Whether you've been together 2 months, 6 months, 6 years, 16 years. I mean, we've all known people that have been married 20+ years and end up getting divorced. This happened in my own family. And it's different for everybody, but there are signs. And I know that for me personally, having to break up with someone isn't easy.
No.
It's not
easy. When did you know it was time to break up?
I mean, honestly, Automatic, some of the signs that I'm about to give people, it's just really common sense. But common sense doesn't work when you're in a love situation.
No, it's not. You throw that all out the window. And it's even more difficult when both of you are good people. You know, when it's somebody cheating or when it's somebody doing something crazy like that, it's a clear cut. All right, we're over. But when it's just not working out anymore, that's hard to really leave that situation.
I've literally never had that situation.
What do you mean?
You've always had like a dramatic breakup.
I've always had a dramatic exit. There's never been like where it's been like, oh, you know, it's just not working out. We should, you know, probably see other
people. It's always been crazy, crazy.
It's always been
crazy town with
you. She's cheating or I made a mistake or something happened.
See, me and my ex, it was just kind of a thing. We're like, you know what? This isn't working out for the either of us. And of course, there was a big blowout fight that happened after a day of day drinking and tequila. But it was at that moment where we're like, you know what? This is just not working out for either of us. We have different interests. We want to go different places. And it was really hard because neither of us were bad people. She didn't cheat. I didn't cheat. Nobody did nothing. But
we just weren't
getting along. It wasn't going anywhere. I felt the relationship was no longer inspired. There was no inspiration. There was no motivation to make it go further. And that's when I was like, okay, this is it. Because she actually kind of broke up with me. So I got kind of, you know,
well,
but
of course,
I saw
then
the
you're defensive.
On the wall.
No, but then you get defensive, even though you're not happy. And that's what happened to me automatic. You know, I mean, I've been very open about my life. I've been married before. And sometimes I joke about that, I think, because I'm kind of ashamed of it. You know, you make a promise to somebody, and so I try to. It didn't work out. And
lucky
I knew,
you got me.
Yes, you're right. You are the love of my life. You know, you're my soulmate to infinity. But during that last marriage, this is a good person. I have nothing hateful to say about this man. It just wasn't working out. And I remember calling my mother every morning on my way to the radio station telling her, I'm not happy. I'm not happy. What's wrong? I don't know. I'm just not happy. This happened for almost 2 years.
Did you ever figure out why you weren't happy, though? What was causing you to not be happy?
It's just different goals. Different values.
Well, that sounds like what Anthony said.
Well, it wasn't there, but it's really interesting to hear you say it, Dana, speaking as a married woman, because I know with women, when they plan to break up with you, it takes them about a month. Guys, if we break up right away, if we're hurt, it's over, I'm done, I'm out.
Yeah. This took me a long time. Plus, I was married.
Yeah, so
I was married.
It's just
gnarly
to me that you had to go through those emotions for 2 years.
Well, you had to come out with an exit plan because you're married.
Of course, and not just that, the shame of saying, I said I do, and now I don't. I don't care if you don't like the person or you, whatever the case is. You failed at marriage. It's not something you take lightly. It's embarrassing.
So what are the signs?
So you're scared to ask more of your partner. And that was definitely something that was going on in my relationship. Radio or any kind of entertainment business is hard. And so it's almost like a competition for some people, right? Because I have to be out. I have to talk to people. I didn't want to ask him for help for anything because he resented my job.
So he didn't like your job. He wasn't supportive.
He didn't like my job. And Automatic has been the total opposite. The show did not used to be the Dana Cortez show. It used to have another name. You're like, nope, this is it. This is about you. This is about women. This is about empowering women. And so you're a strong man. Not all men are that strong. Something else is your friends and family don't support the relationship anymore. I had friends and family. My mom, obviously, I'm telling her, saying, you know, it might be time to walk away.
Yeah, there's a good chance if your family's coming to you and is like, this isn't working out, this isn't a good idea for you to be in this relationship anymore, it probably isn't.
And usually for me, the deciding person is my younger brother.
Oh, is he just honest up front, Anthony?
But when he comes through with the sound advice, and usually it's always right. So every girl he told me I break up with is right.
And a final reason that you might believe, you know, it's time to break up is that you feel obligated to stay with your partner. I just mentioned the marriage thing. For me, I felt more obligated to, you know, fulfill the vows than be with that person.
I know exactly what you're talking about, because I felt like that before, because I wasn't in love with this girl and she was in love with me. And I felt obligated to be with her.
Because she was a good person,
She was a good person. She had never done anything wrong to me. You know, she had on paper, she looked great. But I just wasn't in love with her. And I felt for a very long time like, oh, I'll fall in love with her. She looks great on paper. She should be the one that I'm with.
Good looking woman.
Yeah, all
thing.
That stuff. Yeah, she was like, oh, she was good looking. She had a great job, no kids, all that stuff. Everything that you're supposed to want. I just didn't want it.
I look bad on paper and you love me.
Exactly.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Looks like Drake is running away from his problems in Los Angeles, selling that Beverly Hills home and moving to Texas. What does $15 million get you in Texas? I'll tell you right now. Best Gossip, Daily Dirt, DJ Automatic, famous people's birthdays.
We got Michael Orr, the football player from The Blind Side. The movie was based on him.
Yeah.
And wrestler Seth Rollins celebrating their birthdays today.
All right, so let's talk about Nicki Minaj. Man, I was so upset when I saw she was arrested over Memorial Day weekend in Amsterdam. She went live on Instagram. Here's part of that audio.
What am I doing? I never gave anyone my... I'm under arrest.
Yes.
But
yes.
Under arrest for what?
Okay, stop filming now.
I'm under arrest for what?
She was released pretty quickly. Why was she arrested in the first place? I don't know anything about Amsterdam. DJ Automatic, I asked you earlier. I thought Amsterdam was free. You could do drugs there, do whatever you wanted there. Is that true or false?
It's to a certain extent. You can do drugs there in Amsterdam. But the second you try to take drugs from Amsterdam, then it's a big problem.
I heard it was like one pre-roll.
It's a big problem. You can't take anything from there.
Luckily, it wasn't Russia.
Thanks.
Remember what happened to Brittany Griner?
Yeah, Nikki's lucky it was like Russia.
That's what I just said. Exactly. All right. So check your bags, people, when you're traveling. Check your bags. All right. Now let's talk about Drake's new digs. He's moved to Texas. It is right in between Houston and Austin, this compound of a giant 14,300 square foot mansion of his. There are 5 casitas around. Each one of them is almost 2,000 square feet. This house comes with 2 basketball courts,
dang,
2 tennis courts,
ooh,
a 42-acre FDA-certified organic farm. I guess Drake is getting
you
right with himself.
Fancy baby.
I know. I'm Like,
I'm so jealous of his organic farm.
A 7,000 square foot high-tech greenhouse.
And he has a shooting range, too.
Automatic. This man here.
You don't have to leave that place to have a good time.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what this is all about. I think he's going there to clear his head. I mean, Kendrick really put it on him. You know what I mean? Really put it on him.
Yeah, his house in Toronto's not safe. He obviously can't be in California.
Yeah.
So, I mean, being in Texas and having the protection of Jay Prince and the whole family there is
Google Jay Prince.
That's the best thing for Drake right now. He's going to be able to center himself organically.
Facts. You know why I think Drake is trying to go organic with the all FDA certified organic farm?
Don't give me a bad beef joke.
God, I was going to say to lay off the Ozempic, but anyway. Oh. They're both funny. All right. Check the photo right now. This amazing mansion. I've got all the pictures up at Dana Cortez Show on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, last week we talked about McDonald's and their $5 meal. Well, another fast food joint says we're going to up you. We got burgers for a penny. Let's talk about it now. Inside Food News. It's time for hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
Hottest hashtag begins with graduation. Ruined last week. Nursing graduates at Thomas Jefferson University were very confused. When simple names were pronounced during graduation, it seemed their headmaster couldn't figure them out. Take a listen.
Alisuna Cole Bishop.
That's Allison Nicole Bishop.
Victoria Lee Zubeth Bruce.
Victoria Elizabeth Bruce. Okay, what is going on here? Okay.
Marlena Zubeth Camp.
Molly Elizabeth Camp. But listen to the next one. Listen to the next one. It's Thomas, people. Thomas Michael. So what happened? According to the school, they wrote everything out phonetically. So those simple names...
The people in the crowd are like, get it right, lady.
They were screaming, it's Thomas, it's Bruce. Anyway, the students said they ended up getting a good laugh out of it. And they're all nursing students, so congratulations to all the graduates. Yes,
that's the future who's taking care of us. Great, dog. That's a fun school. There's no other quicker way to realize, yo, this school is going to be unaccredited pretty soon.
She speaks like Dr. Sprite.
Food News DJ Automatic.
Wendy's is going to give us one penny junior bacon cheeseburgers.
Oh, let's go.
So to celebrate National Hamburger Day, which is today, for the next week, you can go order them on the app. And the other thing Wendy's is doing is, you know how I reported the other day that McDonald's is going to have a $5 meal? Wendy's is beating them to the punch.
So we don't have to wait till June.
Oh. No.
They're doing it now.
Yep, they're doing it now. And plus, they got penny burgers. Just go on the app.
I like it. Ever since they did the whole 50 chicken nuggets for whatever, you know, they seem to be on a campaign. I love it.
Let me tell you, Wendy, she will slaughter you on Twitter. Wendy's, they've got the best freaking social media people on the planet. National Day, Anthony A.
Speaking of slaughter, it's National Hamburger Day. That's good. That was good. That was good.
That's good. That's good.
I still was like,
You got to slaughter a cow to get the meat.
You have like onions on your burgers?
Yes.
Ooh. No. Ooh. What are you talking?
You guys are children. Okay, next thing.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I don't like raw onion. It's gross.
A little sauteed. I'm here for it though. All right. And something that we do love, they don't need a lot of things, is National Brisket Day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so obviously it's the day after, you know, a big holiday weekend. Brisket is a must. If you're going to call it a barbecue, you better have brisket. But what is the second meat that needs to be at the barbecue?
I got a list. You just want one?
Automatic. Oh God, what's your list?
We're going to have burgers. We're going to have some barbecue chicken. We're going to have some sausage and some ribs.
Chewbacca.
The biggest thing for me is just glizzies of all sorts. So bratwurst, any dogs, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
any,
those are good, Aunt.
Any sausage links, I'm here for those too.
The best one, though, is that cheap pink Mexican hot link.
Mm.
I know they're not good for you, but you put them on a grill and put them inside a homemade tortilla. Yeah, let's go.
Did I tell you all about the time when my ex and came over to her house and her dad's like, hey, bro, what's up, man? I've been smoking all night. I can't wait for you to be here. And I was like, you've been smoking all night? I left my stuff in the car. I didn't know. And she stopped me. She's like, No, Anthony, no. Shout out to the homie smoking brisket.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Because of cameras, because of Google, because of Ring, because of all the security devices, you can't do anything anymore.
Nope.
You can't do anything that we used to be able to do.
I got my daughter on lockdown.
Automatic, that's not good, though. Sometimes kids need to make mistakes. We were off the air. Myself, Dana Cortez, along with Automatic and Anthony A here, our best friend. We were talking about things that we got away with when we were little that to this day our parents still don't know about.
I feel like it was everything.
Oh, for real, you were out there.
I was out there. I was a wild kid. By the time I was 8 years old, I was on my bike and I was going miles to go to the mall.
Dude. Yeah, there was growing up where I was from, we were on our bikes and there was a street that nobody was supposed to cross. And my mom, the first thing she told me, she's like, you ride your bike wherever you want, just don't cross this street.
And
like
of course, what'd you do, Anthony?
It was like a busy intersection, dude. Like two lanes going one way, two lanes going the other way. Dude, first chance I got, I crossed that street. What are you talking about, dog?
Exactly.
Me on my Huffy? It was scary. I get what you're talking about.
I would cross a bridge over like a major river to go to the mall.
A little Huck Finn over here,
no,
huh?
No, automatic.
Don't call me Huck Finn. I don't ever say anything like that guy did.
Oh, no. Is he wild or what?
I don't know. Huck Finn said some very racist things.
Oh, for real? Yeah. Back then, I don't know about that.
Reference.
I meant like in like the traveler. I almost called you Columbus, so don't be.
That's even worse.
Don't do that one,
that's
dog.
That's even worse,
don't
Anthony.
Don't do that one.
Yeah.
I can't. No good
let's
explanation.
Let's just call me DJ Automatic. How about that?
Don't be non-racist. Any of these analogies you're coming up with. One time when I was little, my cousin was visiting us. She was a little bit older and she was rich. I don't even know why she made me do this. She didn't make me. She's like, hey, let's go to the store, the convenience store. We lived about two blocks away from an Allsup's, which is a convenience store in West Texas. Yeah, a little gas station. And we didn't have any money. So I was like, what are you going to do? Well, we ended up stealing matches and Butterfingers. Oh, nice. This is her idea.
That was like a Tuesday for me.
Automatic. You just be breaking into people's places.
I had a whole candy operation going.
You slinging candy. Did you ever tell your mother?
My supplier was bringing it to me for free.
Oh.
It was called the Five Finger Discount.
Nice, dude. Oh. Yeah, so you're just more Chapo than Columbus. I like it, dude. I like it, dog.
I'll take the Chapo. Yeah.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.